From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. One of the bigger changes South Floridians will see this new year is the extension of the I-95 express lanes. What's known as Phase 2 of the project is expected to open in the spring. Drivers may even see some of those plastic poles start popping up this month. In the latest from our End of the Road series, we wanted to lay out some of the basics of Express Phase 2. Tish Berger is spokeswoman for the project, and she joins us now. Tish, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We've had 6 years now to learn the ins and the outs of the express lanes, specifically where you can get in and where you can't get out of the express lanes. And now we'll have to learn this all over again. So where will these new lanes go, and where will people be able to get in and get out of them?
Well, Kenny, as you know, the express lanes now down in Miami-Dade County end just north of the flyover at Golden Glades Interchange. We are extending them up to just south of Broward Boulevard. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a new entrance location just north of the Golden Glades Interchange. The exit will be moved up to an area between Miami Gardens Drive and Ives Dairy Road. So where people are actually getting off the express lanes now is going to be moved northward. Then there will be another entrance just south of Hallandale Beach Boulevard. So if you're coming into 95 from Ives Dairy Road, you'll be able to get into the express lanes. The express lanes will continue north, and you will have an exit just north of Sterling Road. And one lane will continue along northbound until just south of Broward Boulevard.
This is probably very complicated for the radio, so I'll tell the audience that we'll go ahead and post a diagram of everything that Tish is talking about online, so you can study in more detail precisely where the new entrances and the new exits are. Right now, there's a $10.50 cap on the existing stretch of the express lanes. Will there also be a cap on how high the tolls can go in the Phase 2 portion?
No, there is no cap in Phase 2, but we do have an average price of $2.50, $2.90 during peak times in both directions in Phase 1. So we know it's not always the highest that it can be, and the price is actually determined by demand. So dynamic pricing is based on the number of vehicles that are actually using the lanes. So the more vehicles that are in the lanes, the higher the price is going to be.
But in theory, the tolls on the second stretch of 95 express lanes could get as high as above the $10.50 mark, just no ceiling to that.
They will be priced on demand, yes. It will be priced on demand, but you have to remember that the average price is $2.50 or $2.90 in the northbound direction.
People have asked me on numerous occasions, when they take these express lanes, when they pay these tolls, where does that money go? And in large part, the answer is that that money goes to the operation of the express lanes and to the expansion of the express lanes. As of September, 95 Express has brought in $88 million in revenue, and the estimated cost of this Phase 2 portion is $112 million. So once this new section is paid for and it's up and running, where will that money go?
Money from the express lane stays within the county that it's generated. The money stays locally.
So the portions that are in Broward County, tolls will stay in Broward County, and the portions in Dade County will stay within Dade.
That's correct.
Well, Tish Berger is head of communications for the new express lanes, which are scheduled to open in the spring. Tish, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Tish was able to give us a little more information on that last tolls question after the interview. In an email, she forwarded along the law regulating 95 Express, and that law says pretty explicitly that once the express lanes are built and paid for, revenue will go to maintaining and running the lanes. Any leftover money can go to other state road projects or to help operate express bus service on those express lanes. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.